Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the new one for the new book, ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out. Go in there and read the excerpt under the book tab. And watch the video. Watch the one-minute trailer. There's a one-minute trailer that I promise it's only 1 minute long. It's actually about 56 seconds. So check that out in the video section of the you can also click on the homepage there. It's a place for that, too. So check all that out at ageofthecustomer.com. I think you'll like the new book. Anita Rosen was part of my inspiration. Anita, thanks again for joining me, and thanks for inspiring some parts of the book for me over the years.
Oh, well, great. I love to be someone's muse.
You are. You've always been that for me. Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen, one of the pioneers of the Internet, even though she's only a child still. E-Learning 2.0 is one of her books, and E-Commerce Question and Answer Book is another one. ReadyGo.com, right? ReadyGo.com is the website. So check that out. We're talking about marketing, your online marketing strategy, your web marketing strategy. In the previous segment, Anita, you were talking about, you were basically grounding us in the fact that a marketing strategy is fundamental. The basics of a strategy haven't changed, but now we have these new digital options for advertising in addition to the traditional, which we know is radio, television, cable, magazine, newspaper. We have the others also. And this is an area where, number one, many small business owners don't know how to go about that. Plus, there's some digital things we have to do to get ready for that, right? Like being indexed properly, making sure that we have our local search indexing done, right? All that, right?
There's that piece of it. Well, you can even take it a step farther. Before that is, do you have a website?
Yeah. I guess I was presuming that. Maybe readable. I shouldn't have.
Is your website readable on computers and cell phones?
Yeah. You got to have You heard me say this before, folks. You got to have a mobile site.
You know, and when you're going in and working with a company, that's what you say to them. If they're going to be producing a website for you, that's one of the words that you say is, will it work? Which mm-hmm. means that when a user comes, the site can read what device they're on, and it will switch it to from one to a different. So there's going to be two different views of your site. One is going to be a mobile site. One is going to be a website. And frankly, anyone that's working on your website that can't give you both, you now need to find someone new to do it.
Mm-hmm.
New for creating, because that's the basics now, is you need to have two views. Two of the same information, but it's viewed differently on the different devices. So let's see. So those are some of the basics for marketing that's on the web. And now you have to look at, where are you going to place your ads, or how are you going to do about doing ads? Are you going to go to LinkedIn? Are you going to go to Facebook? Are you going to go to YouTube? Are you going mm-hmm. to go to Google? Are you going to go to Twitter? There's a whole bunch of different places. And when people say, where should I go? I always say, where are your customers?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't
see, this
know,
is just like if you advertised on radio, you would find the audience that listened to the kind of music your audience might listen to a certain kind of music. Your audience might listen to a certain kind of talk show. That your audience if you're talking about newspaper, you can maybe just be in the Sunday paper, or you could actually have an insert put in and it only showed up in certain neighborhoods. So that's, we've been able to do that for a long time. You're saying that you have the same ability with digital.
Exactly, the same ability. That's what I mean is when I start talking to people who have never done this before or they look at the digital, they'll sit there and say to me, I don't know anything about it. And I'm like, you know 80 to 90% of it.
Right, right.
Nothing has changed. Everything's changed. What is the thing? You know, the king is dead.
The rules haven't changed. The tools have changed.
Right. It's just where you're going to be putting it has changed. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you now have some flexibility. The other thing that's changed, the one thing that I've seen has changed, is you now have more of a dialogue with customers. So you're not necessarily advertising. If you're putting something into, let's say, Facebook, you're not necessarily advertising the same way if you were going to put it into your local newspaper or on radio. You're now having more of a conversation. So what does your conversation look like? And let's say you're a restaurant. Your conversation might be what your special is. Mm-hmm. Where in the newspaper, you might not put what your special is this week.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a little bit more of ability to have a conversation with people.
Right.
Than just having what your... so you can have more of a special.
And the other thing is, you can change it. You can change it day to day. You can change it hour to hour almost.
What works?
Yeah, you can. You have a lot of flexibility. That's another good thing. And of course, there's always the financial part too. After the next segment, can we talk a little bit about how to consider the financial part?
Sure.
Because you've heard of pay per click, haven't you? And buy online marketing rates and all that kind of thing. We're going to get Anita to help us with that after these messages. ReadyGo.com, right, Anita?
That's correct.
That's where they can find out about more. You can find out more about Anita and her books and all the things she does to help people do things like we're talking about. Stay with us. We're going to continue this discussion on web marketing for your small businesses. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.